The contractor hired to reconstruct the 17-mile stretch of the Dalton Highway south of Dead Horse raised the level of the roadway by nearly 5 feet in some areas damaged by flooding in the spring of 2015 by the Savannah-Nictuck River, also called the Sag River.
What happened was the Sag River overflowed its banks after several days' worth of icing. There were some very quick warming temperatures and some flooding that shut down the roadway.
State Department of Transportation construction manager Mike Lund says the project contractor, Anchorage-based Bryce Incorporated, hauled in some 2.4 million tons of gravel to build up that stretch of the Dalton. That's enough to fill some 120,000 side dumper trucks. It's one of three projects worth a total of $109 million that are underway on the Dalton from Pump Station 2 to Dead Horse.
And eventually, over the next few years, we intend to actually pave this roadway.
Lund says paving the last 52 miles of the Dalton would save the state millions of dollars that it regularly pays to resurface the roadway that's pounded by some 200 semi-tractor trailer rigs headed to or from Prudhoe every day.
The biggest thing that these projects do over the short and long term is reduce maintenance and operations costs.
Lund says the federal government pays for 91% of the cost of road projects like this, and he says the state tries to take advantage of that by including measures that will cut future road maintenance costs. He says the gravel added to the roadbed will help insulate the permafrost on which the highway was built. The project also calls for a 4-inch layer of insulation to be buried at or near grade to further protect the permafrost from thawing. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.